Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Mary, please?
This is she.
Mary, hi, I'm with the hotel staff. We're just calling to make sure that your stay for the time being has been acceptable. I understand you just checked in today?
Yes, uh-huh.
Has everything been up to your specifications as far as the cleanliness of the room?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I did want to report to you there's been an issue in your room with the toilet, actually.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. Wait, have you used the toilet? A long time ago. There's an issue with it? It's broken?
Well, the problem is it has a tendency to flow over.
Uh-huh.
If it does, we're not responsible for it. It's actually responsible on the person who's staying in the room.
If you put toilet paper in?
Yeah, I would not recommend putting any toilet paper or any large bowel movements in the toilet, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, are there hotel bathrooms other than the ones in the room that you can use?
Yes, but you're actually not authorized to use it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you can use the toilet in the lobby, but if you do have to go in the middle of the night, I just want to reiterate, if you make a mess in that room, you will be the one who cleans the toilet. You will clean the room, and any damage to the carpet will come out of your deposit.
Uh-huh.
Because if you could just do a quick flush in the toilet right now, maybe just to clean out the pipes real quick. And I'm gonna monitor here on my end on the water table. Let me know is there someone else there with you right now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, could you tell them to flush it real quick? You let me know when they flush it.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
It's flushed.
Did it flush?
Yeah, it's flushing.
All right, hang on. I'm going to check it here in my end.
All right.
Okay, that looks like a strong flush. Okay, go ahead and flush it again, please, if you could.
One more time, Mira. Flush it again. Oh, it hasn't recovered yet.
Oh, no. Okay, no. All right, on the back of the toilet, there's a little valve. Hurry up and close it, because it's going to overflow. It's not...
Is it going to overflow?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, hurry up.
It's not overflowing.
Hurry, hurry.
Hurry? It's not overflowing.
It's
okay,
going to... No, it's...
No, oh. Don't... Flush again, or...
Yeah, flush it again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did it flush?
Yeah.
Well, I don't hear it flushing.
Well, it seems to be flushing. It's flushed and...
I think there's something blocked in there. You guys are sure you didn't use the toilet at all?
No.
You didn't put any paper in there?
No, this is nuts.
Did you put any...
No, are you sure this is the hotel?
Absolutely.
This is weird.
This is Valente.
And this phone call is also being... monitored by hotel security. I am the security manager. My name is Mr. Zolar. How are you?
I'm fine, but this is the most bizarre conversation I've ever had in a hotel room.
Well, it turns out that, ma'am, if we have people occupying a room with such a toilet bowl with a problem, if we don't identify it to them, then we become responsible.
Yeah.
Once, in fact, we have told them and you're aware of the problem, then, in fact, we don't have to worry about it being our, you know, like, negligence for cleaning it up.
Yeah.
We don't want to touch anybody's bodily fluids.
Yeah, sure,
or bowel movements.
That.
And in the case of the fact that there's a lot of women in our hotel, you could be like, you know, all running your menstrual cycle at the same time. If tampons get in our system, it clogs up the entire line.
Yeah, according to this, it looks like there might be... Did you folks perhaps flush down a feminine napkin or anything like that?
No,
There's a blockage between your room...
There's a blockage. Okay, you can see that there's a blockage.
Yeah, we have a near perfect system. We spare no expense here at the Millennium. You know, I mean, it's either it's registered as a feminine napkin or half of a turkey sub from Subway.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
No.
You sure?
There's nothing.
Can we try one more flush to try to clear it out? I mean,
hi there. Who is this?
This is hotel security, and you're speaking with the concierge, Mr. Carlito. My name
Hold
is on. Mr. Zolar.
Your name is Mr. Zolar.
That's correct. I'm the head of security here, and he is watching the water table. He sees that there is a clog between your toilet and the next facility. So what's happening here is if you're flushing feminine napkins, we could excuse it this one time because we didn't.
I don't have my period. If you want to know my details, I don't have my period. But in a couple of days, I might get it. But I don't have my period, and so
well,
I didn't flush.
Ma'am, I didn't mean to upset you, but we do have an on-staff doctor. He'll be in to check your vagina to see if it's bleeding.
Fine. Okay, this is a prank call.
Obviously, you dumb nigger.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Huh.
why are you calling a hotel? Is this like how you get your thrills?
Yeah, well, actually, I do, you stupid cunt.
Wow. Wow, it's so sad, really. Because, you know, I have satisfying human relations, but there's help for people like you.
You have relations with
humans? Do you
have a
little dog lick your crotch, man?
Nah.
I didn't assume that, sorry.
Yes?
Hi, I'm the concierge. My name is Jethro, and I'm downstairs. Some man is telling me he has some delivery for you. He's not looking too, you know, like, up and correct, so I didn't let him up to your room. Are you expecting a delivery?
No, not from outside. The front, I had asked the front desk for something, and they were going to ask housekeeping.
What is it that you're looking for, ma'am?
Well, it's a certain toiletry, actually.
Is it a feminine product?
Yes, it's a feminine product.
Right, so you need to get a douche up there immediately, correct?
A what?
A douche of some sort?
No, just a container of feminine products.
Like
a small box.
Are you having, like, your menstrual cycle? Perhaps you need some tampons.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Well, why don't you just stuff a whole roll of paper towels up there for now, and we'll get somebody immediately on it.
Oh, shit.